Blog Talk Radio.
White roses, did you pick them for me? They're so beautiful. I really miss you.
Beautiful people, I'm your host, Bernice Fung Chung, otherwise known as Amari, DJ Mona Lisa. And you must have realized by now that my name have changed, definitely, because I got this vision where I should rename myself Amari, and that has to do with my music career. But the name DJ Mona Lisa was already out there, so I'm now Amari DJ Mona Lisa. It's been quite a while. 2 years ago, that was my last live show on Blog Talk Radio. And I remember all the things that we dealt with. And thank you so much for the views. We had over 4,000 and had downloads. And over 5,000 views and over 5,000 people listen. And I'm talking about a show that wasn't really promoted. So thank you all very much. Where have I been? Well, to be honest with you, you remember all those shows that I did? I had to make a drastic change in my life. Let's look at the shows. Okay, we go back to page one. A live DJ Mona Lisa broadcasting show started 2 years ago. And it states, who would you rather listen to? The married pastor that's shrieking, the gay pianist, the child molesting priest, or the preacher who steals from the poor, or a sinner like me? Always consider myself to be the biggest sinner of all. Yeah. Because I'd rather someone think that I'm so bad and I turn out to be so good more than you think that I'm so good and I turn out to be so bad. Well, many of the shows that had a great impact on people's life was DJ Mona Lisa, Fabulous Girls versus Slim Bitches. A lot of women were motivated by that show and definitely lost weight. DJ Mona Lisa, What a Girl Wants, What a Real Woman Settled For. I don't know how well that did, but I know that this show really did well. Pussy on Amazon. And I know the title may really sound real, but it's a very good show. It talked about what's going on in the economy and how many single mothers do not know what to do. And to how the system is set up, it's like the government wants single mothers to sell themselves in order to feed their children. Also, the fathers that are out there, I don't know how they expect single mothers to take care of their children. Number one, you know, it's not right that we have to sell ourselves to maintain our kids. It's definitely wrong. By the way, I guess you all know that I'm now a student of Full Sail University because I'd like to shoot movies about all these things that are going on in life. Don't want to just be on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I live on Twitter. Did you see what I did on Twitter the other day? Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you more about it if you missed it. Okay, I'm Cyberspace Love, very popular show. Also, The Price I Paid for Fame. So after this, definitely check them out. My first show on Blog Talk Radio was If Loving You Is Wrong. That was when I stated something about God, and a fan of mine was saying, like, I wasn't worthy to talk about God. So I reminded him. I was upset about it, and I spoke to God about it, and, you know, Jesus said to me, Mona, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So I will be doing maybe 20 episodes or 10. I'm not sure because I'm in college. I also have a trip to go to Paris. I don't know if I'll be able to make it because there's just so much going on. I'm also in the studio. Yes, I recorded quite a few songs. And where are they? Wow. I don't remember offhand. ReverbNation.com/DJ Mona Lisa. But within the 10 days, it may just be 10 days, the show will be based on Tainted Love. Tags, relationships, love, family, religion, Blog Talk Radio, angels, category, family, and will be available to the public for 30 minutes. And it goes, Amari DJ Mona Lisa shares her love for Jesus Christ, her disloyalty, and his unfailing love for her. She testifies of recent miracles in her life and relates secrets that she have kept to herself. Who better to share my secrets with than my fans? Because you've all been there for me. And I remember when I was abused years ago, I was abused for 8 years by one fool. Yeah, and I didn't know the value of myself, and I came on the internet. One picture changed my life. Everyone made me feel so beautiful. You know, a lot of compliments. You all told me that I was one of the most beautiful women on the face of the earth. Thank you. And I also, you motivated me. You lifted me up. I had a lot on my plate. You know, I did a lot of videos at youtube.com/user/TheSexyMonaLisa and told you all about how I was raped at, I think, 11 years old, and I was molested at 8 years old. And I thank you all for being there for me. And I noticed that as I spoke about the rape and the child molestation, as time went by, I got healed. Not totally, because child molestation will always be a part of your life. It's like tainted. You're tainted for the rest of your life, you know. But you really made a difference in my life by listening to me, because there was never a mother there to listen to me. There was never there a father. There was never a father there to guide me. There was no one there for me. To be honest with you, I'm going to be straight because this is what I'm about. When I saw my first menstruation, I thought I had committed a crime because there was no one to tell me what it was, you know. And so you just don't know that you have raised me. You have definitely raised me. Whatever I become in life, you are responsible for it because you are my parents, you are my angels, you are the wings beneath. Wow, the wind beneath my wings. And when I think about it, it's so touching. But anyway, before I go any further, my personal page is facebook.com/DJ Mona Lisa. I only have space for like 4 more people. But it's always good to try to add me as your friend, because sometimes people do leave Facebook and stuff like that, and there will be a for you. I want you to be as close to me as possible. If not, you can follow me on facebook.com/thesexymonalisa, also on twitter.com/DJ Mona Lisa. So where have I been all this time? What have I been up to? Well, let me tell you this. There was a show that I did on Blog Talk Radio, and I think the title was Independence Day. You know, the one where I cursed out Obama? Yeah, that one. And the show was about children living on the street leading to Disney World. When I did that show, I was so hurt about the situation because I did the research and I did the show. And I remember in my heart, I asked God to let me experience what they were going through, because I really wanted to understand why would society allow this to happen? Why would the government allow this to happen? Children living on the road leading to Disney World. They say be careful what you ask for. In less than 3 weeks, my life had changed. I was stalked by an ex-lover. I had to leave my home. I went from place to place, hotels to hotels, you know, trying to protect my life and the life of my children. And after paying for a hotel for quite a while, you know, I remember being in New York and paying $250 per day for a hotel and trying to rent a place, not remembering what I asked God for, and no one would rent me a place with the kids. And so I kept on paying $250 for like 6 months, and then went down to $100 a day, and then I could no longer afford that. And then, to be honest with you, there came a stage in my life when I could afford nothing, and I ended up a homeless person on the street with my children. And I remember the day that I honestly got baptized. I got baptized while I was on the streets in Kissimmee, Florida, with no food for my kids, and a homeless man offered to feed my kids with $3. And I felt a love like I never felt before in my entire life. And that is my true baptism in life. I also wrote certain songs while out there on the road. I was on the road for 2 years, sleeping in my truck with my children. And it all ended recently when my truck crashed on the turnpike. And we all almost died. All my kids were in the truck. And the truck was heading, like, for example, north, and it got out of control, slammed into the wall, and spun around in the road and went the opposite way. So I'm grateful to be alive, real grateful to be alive. During that time, also, my youngest child, Sapphire, who's a twin, she was in the hospital, and everything was just going on, which I'll relate to you. So that was the end of being homeless, because shortly after, I made up my mind that I needed to secure my funds that were in Jamaica. And you know the world showdown last week with Jamaica National, where I demanded to have my funds, because every time I tried to get my money from Jamaica, I could not get it. So I finally got it and moved into my new apartment. So I'm here right now talking to you from the floor, lying on my stomach. So if I sound like I'm running out of breath, that's because I'm lying out of on my stomach. And if you hear some kids in the background, that's my girls. Yeah, you know, so I'm happy that I've been out there for at least 2 years. I'm so happy. Well, I'm happy because I have so much to tell you. There was a stage in my life when I didn't know what else to tell you, because it's like, what else was new? You live that comfortable life where you get up, watch TV, you ain't got nothing to worry about, you ain't got nothing to tell the audience also. So I'm happy to have been out there. So I just want to thank you for tuning in today. And I would like you to know that I'll be on Everyday Live around this time. And tell your friends about it. And this show is not just about me. It's to empower you, to let you realize that Jesus Christ is alive and that Jesus Christ is real and that Jesus Christ is working in my life. I have yet to become all that he wants me to be, but I spoke to him a couple of days ago, and he said, Mona, all you got to do is make the first step. You want to be an evangelist. You want to be this evangelist so badly, just make the first step, and then I will do the rest. I'm so grateful for Full Sail University, and I'll be on campus on the 27th. Right now I'm doing school online, but I'll be on campus starting the 27th. That's why I moved to this area to attend Full Sail University. Full Sail University is helping me to come across more professional to you, so you can compare my shows from before and now, and you will definitely see the difference. Don't forget to tune into the Master Blaster Show, Clive Hudson, on Blog Talk Radio. I think it's clivehudson.com/blogtalkradio, or you can just Google him. Clive Hudson. Clive Hudson happens to be my mentor, the one who brought me into the radio industry 20 years ago. Yes, he brought me into the radio industry. How are you feeling today? What has been going on in your life? Are you single like me? Did you break up with someone that you really care about? Did someone dog you? Did someone let you down? You know, have you lost everything just like I did? You know, I'd like to hear from you too. So make sure you call me during those times when I'm going to be on here. There will be a number for you to call. I think the number, yes, I think this is it, 347-215-8492. Won't be taking any calls today, but definitely tomorrow I will be taking calls. Beautiful people, thank you for tuning in today. And like I say, tomorrow my show officially begins. Don't forget that I do love you from the bottom of my heart and soul.